Hello and welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today we're going to discuss what is dyslexia, some strengths and some weaknesses, and just a little information that I think is going to be useful. But I wanted to start off with giving you the definition from the International Dyslexia Association. They say dyslexia is a specific learning disability that is neurological in origin. It is characterized by difficulties with accurate and or fluent word recognition and by poor spelling and decoding abilities. These difficulties typically result from a deficient in the phonological component of language that is often unexpected in relation to the other cognitive abilities and the provision of effective classroom instruction. Secondly, consequences may include problems with reading comprehension and reduced reading experiences that can impede growth of vocabulary and background knowledge. Now, I'm going to give you some information, so please stay tuned and listen to what I think dyslexia is. Let's discuss dyslexia. So what is dyslexia? There are many myths around dyslexia, and not a lot of them are even half-truths. Teachers are not taught about dyslexia in school, and even in special education, it's not heavily discussed. I think so far I've had a chapter on dyslexia that was combined with ADHD. So let's discuss dyslexia. Dyslexia is easily described as brain that's rewired to be unique from typical brains. To be diagnosed with dyslexia, the person must have an average IQ, not below. So this is one of the biggest myths that dyslexics have low IQs, are uneducatable, unable to learn, etc. But that is not factual at all. If a person has a low IQ, then they cannot have dyslexia. That is completely something different. So dyslexics must have at least an average IQ and up. While many gifted people at the top of their fields are dyslexic, some people do struggle with reading, but they are creative thinkers, problem solvers, and they make connections. So let's look at the name dyslexia. Dys means difficulty, and lexia means reading. Dyslexia affects more than reading and writing or letter recognition. Other problems can include headaches, pronunciation, numbers, left and right confusion, difficulty with instructions, time management, difficulty with organization, can be clumsy. There's problems with repeating sentences, low self-esteem, poor working memory, sleeping problems, and being prone to have sensitivities such as food and chemicals and more. No two dyslexics are the same. Just in our family alone, there's four of us, and each four of us have definitely some differences in our abilities and our weaknesses. So dyslexia is very common. According to the Yale Center of Dyslexia, dyslexia affects about 20% of the population, and it represents 80 to 90% of all of those with learning disabilities. So that is actually a lot of people, and we kind of push it under the rug or pretend it's not there, and we make people with dyslexia kind of feel like they're not valued, and that really needs to stop. And there's no cure for dyslexia, so if you find somebody or some program or something that promises a cure for dyslexia, run away. They're not going to be able to cure your brain. They're not going to go in there and be able to rewire it and make it typical. And why would you want that? But I will say, with the right support and the tools, dyslexia can be managed. And one of the things I truly have seen and I truly believe is we all have our own strengths and we all have our own weaknesses. We need to know those. Each and every single one of us needs to know, this is my strength and this is my weakness. This way, we can put ourselves in that position where we know what is going to happen. Instead of thinking one thing is going to happen because we think it's going to work, but our weaknesses are actually going to be in that situation, and then we feel utterly terrible because we didn't do what we thought. And I wanted to just add a little personal story into this about running away. I was at a education conference for homeschoolers, and there was a lady who was promoting her online school that she does, and it was really great. She had some amazing products. And I had discussed with her, I didn't think it was right for my children because I have two children that are dyslexic and they need more than online resources that she was offering. And she proceeded to tell me that she was also dyslexic. And I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. You know, I wanted to talk to her a little bit more about that. And she's like, well, I was dyslexic. And I was like, oh, you were dyslexic. And she's like, yeah, I wasn't able to read very well until I was about 12 years old. And then once I hit 12 years old, I automatically been able to, I can read everything now and I don't have any difficulties. And she proceeded to take one of her pages that she had wrote and she turned it upside down. She goes, but I can read upside down. And she's like, so it can be cured. And, you know, you don't have to have that forever. And just these big red light bulbs were flashing in my head. And I was like, oh my goodness. I, for one, was like, okay, do you really have dyslexia? And are you trying to cover it up because you're embarrassed? And that's really sad because that's not the way it should be. Or two, do you have no idea what dyslexia is? And you're trying to sell me a product that doesn't work for my kids, and you're trying to make it better because you're trying to relate to me. But either way, I was like, okay, thank you. And we proceeded to move on. But those types of stories do happen. And I do want to tell you, depending on what they're trying to sell you, you really need to kind of question that. Because dyslexics are not a problem. We don't need to be fixed. We just need people to look at us with who we are, accept who we are. We don't have issues learning. We have issues with your teaching us. So I say that dyslexia is not an learning disability. It's the teacher's teaching disability. And honestly, dyslexia is amazing. There are many strengths that dyslexics have that typical brains do not have. And some of the strengths that can come along with dyslexia include being highly intelligent, articulate very well, extended hearing abilities, excellent long-term memory, thinking in images, you could think of 3D, logical, problem solvers, out-of-the-box thinkers, seeing the big picture, and highly talented in things like art, drama, sales, storytelling, business, engineering, and so much more. In fact, some of the most important inventions were designed and discovered by dyslexic. So here are some people from history and modern day that have dyslexia that you may know or have heard of. Albert Einstein, Salma Hayek, Keira Knightley, Tom Cruise, Stephen Hawking, Leonardo da Vinci, Pablo Picasso, Richard Branson, Stephen Jobs, George Washington, Pierre Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, Jamie Oliver, Whoopi Goldberg, Jack Horner, Gwen Stefani, Orlando Bloom, Maggie Adarin Pocock, I hope I said that right, she's an engineer, Jennifer Aniston, and Walt Disney. So dyslexics should not feel like they are not going to be able to succeed. We can. We absolutely can. And maybe we won't be as famous or wonderful as some of these inventors. But you know what? We are amazing at everyday jobs too. We're amazing at being an artist or a graphic designer or coming up with ideas, being a problem solver, just help figure out your things that's going on around the house. Oftentimes we use our dyslexic brain power to homestead a lot of our problems. Like, well, what else could we do? I don't want to spend the money, or this came broke. Can we fix it? So don't look at as it that it's something horrible. Yes, there's going to be frustrations. I get that. We live in a typical world, a typical brain thinking world, and they want us to be typical thinkers, and we're not, and that's okay. And we need to learn to voice that opinion. In fact, that we are not typical brain thinkers, and that's okay, but we do have all of these amazing strengths. So don't let dyslexia make you feel defeated. Instead, use those strengths and capitalize on them. We all struggle with frustrations and not being able to do something in this typical world. But just don't let it define you. Acknowledge that this is frustrating. Acknowledge this is my weakness. But then go, what is my strength? Mm-hmm. What is my thing that I can do so well? How can I turn this issue into a solved problem? And that really comes to understanding your own personal strengths and weaknesses. And this is for everybody. This is not just for dyslexics, but this is for everyone. Because honestly, every single person has a strength and they have a weakness. Just don't let those weaknesses define you. So we're going to continue to explore dyslexia on Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. And I really hope that you subscribe to this channel to get those updates and subscriptions. And please do not forget to go to the show notes and let me know if you have problems sleeping with dyslexia. This is going to be a podcast show that I'm going to do in the future. I am currently researching and getting a lot of information about dyslexia and sleeping. So please head over to the new website, notboundliving.com, and add in your information on the survey that I will link below. And again, thank you so much for all of your time and your listening. Have a great day, and I will see you on the next show.